Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who's extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of Beyond Marketing, the critical role of customer experience in multifamily success. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the fabulous Laurel Zacker, a marketing leader with over three decades of experience driving growth, resident engagement, and innovation. Welcome, Laurel.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
You know, I'm interested in CX, customer experience. Talk a little bit about what does it mean?
Yeah, well, one of the questions that I've been sort of pondering lately is regarding these communities that we have out here in the world where we are welcoming people home. And what's the difference between, you know, a building and a community? And in my experience, it all comes down to what it's like for the resident to live there, the CX, the customer experience. It isn't just about resident satisfaction anymore, though, from what I'm seeing. I think it's really evolved more into a critical business strategy that directs the bottom line for the company. And I think that I'm hearing asset managers, owners talking about it a lot more often and moving from being a nice to have to being a competitive necessity out there nowadays. And it's actually great to hear more conversations about really what it's like for our residents in our communities, rather than being so focused exclusively on marketing and the top of the leasing funnel and really looking at the whole journey of what's going on. One of the things that has stuck out to me in the last NMHC Consumer Preferences report was that 78% of renters ranked responsive management as being the top factor in their renewal decision. It's not about price, it's not about location, although those are important when we first rent. It's the people that we have on site that choose whether or not they stay there most often. That could be both good news and scary news for us, because while that's free, right? Proactive communication is free, great customer experience could be free, but it's also scary if you don't know what you're doing, if you don't know where to put the resources and the time into improving that. So I guess that's a two-edged sword for us, but I like to look at the positive of that, that it means we have a phenomenal opportunity to really impact our business just by focusing on CX. So I think that's great news in the end.
You know, when someone's thinking about CX or customer experience in multifamily, there's so many different types of multifamily, whether it be student housing, affordable housing, workforce housing, market rate, military, whatever it might be. Are there different ways that you would approach that from a customer experience for those different types of multifamily assets?
Yeah, I do think it's important that we adjust our approach, and I guess that's what makes it both easy and difficult in some respects. I mean, we need to make sure that we're tailoring the experiences that we're delivering on based upon the different demographics. Is it true that residents have a different need than, say, our, you know, luxury residents who live in a high-rise in an urban core? Yes and no. I mean, they both want quick resolution when there are issues. They want communication, but they want it in the way that's tailored to what they need. Do they have different needs as far as the type of amenities on site? Yeah, they do. But again, that's what makes it interesting and fun for a lot of operators as well, is really understanding what is unique to their residents. Now, some of the things that we're seeing that are changing across the board are increased requests to, you know, be able to pay rent online. That's sort of a given nowadays, but it didn't always used to be. It used to really be more with our students that wanted it, you know, 15, 20 years ago. Now everyone's offering online rent payment and online maintenance requests. So in time, these things are evolving as well.
Talk a little bit about the three R's of how, I guess, CX affects multifamily retention, reputation, and revenue.
I love this topic, and I would love to do that. So I talk about the three R's regularly in this, and I start with first with retention. So residents all expect to have a timely, personalized communication with all this, and they really want us to first build that personal connection that they have. And in fact, now that we're in a digital age, I think it becomes even more important. I have conversations all the time with teams on site that think, well, my residents don't want to talk to me. They only want a text or they only want an email. But think of how often we don't respond to emails sitting in our inbox already, right? I talk to other communities that will say, my residents won't respond to an email. They only want to talk on the phone. Well, that might be true for certain groups. So again, it comes back to customizing the communication that we have. And that's part of our retention strategy. And then the next step in the retention strategy is looking at your resident loyalty. And this is where the rubber meets the road, I think, with asset management as well. This is the part where asset managers always perk up their ears when I talk about this. So the average cost of turnover now is about $4,000 per unit. It varies between $3,000 and $4,000, depending on the market and the asset type, but it's roughly $4,000 a unit. And then when you couple that with the average retention rate last year was just 56%. So that means 44% of our residents are moving out. And in an age where that's actually higher than normal. Typically, we tend to shoot for between, say, 30 to 40% turnover every year. But when you're looking at 44%, that has a huge impact on the bottom line. Mm-hmm. If you look at a portfolio that has 20,000 units, a 40% turnover means they're spending $32 million every year to pay for vacancy loft, for marketing, for, you know, carpet cleaning and appliance repairs and all of those sorts of things. I mean, it's a huge expense. So I really think it makes good business sense to look at your retention strategy and figure out how you can move the needle on that. You know, renewal decisions are made every day. They're not made just at lease end. Renewal decisions start the day your resident moves in, and that's where you really need to start putting your focus. What is that move-in experience like? At multiple companies that I've worked at, we've seen that when a resident is unhappy on their move-in date, when there's issues in the apartment, it may not be clean, there might be appliances that aren't working correctly, only 1 in 4 will later become satisfied during the residency in that first year, and that impacts their intent to stay with us, right? And then that leads to, again, those turnover costs that you're going to have to spend later. I say spend it up front, spend a fraction of it, and make sure that apartment is in perfect condition. Make sure you're checking in with your resident the day they move in, within 24 hours and within 7 days after that, and really keep them happy from the get-go, and it's going to help you at the end of the day. And then that moves into your reputation management strategy. So there's a ripple effect that happens with your residents. Happy residents are going to leave positive reviews. They're going to refer your friends. We've been talking about this for a while now. So that isn't, you know, that isn't news to a lot of people. But the power of one review is something I love to talk about. Siegel Research Center did a study that I love that said that a single negative review can deter 30% of prospective residents. I mean, that's huge on your leasing ability and your leasing conversion. It means you're going to have to spend more on marketing if you've got more negative reviews that you're fighting against. But properties with a 4.5-star review on platforms like Google, they see much higher lead-to-lease conversion rates. So I think it's really worth investing in your reputation management strategy as well. Those two together, I think, are a fantastic start. And then your happy residents are your best marketing tool, in my experience.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, let's pause it here and come back and finish up this thought in the next segment, because we're up against the break. So we are going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud. Just the truth about applicant income. PayScore. Accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore. Click, verify, relax.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of Beyond Marketing, the critical role of customer experience in multifamily success. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the amazing Laurel Zacher, a marketing leader with over 3 decades of experience driving growth, resident engagement, and innovation. I want to remind our listeners, if you'd like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Laurel, last segment, we were talking about the three R's, which is retention, reputation, revenue, and we came up against the break while you were talking about reputation. Let's get back on that and then jump into the revenue impact of customer experience.
Yeah. You know, I think this is the piece that I think has been a bit overlooked, because I do believe down in my core that by focusing on CX, you will drive improved NOI with your retention. Now, I'm going to put sort of an asterisk on that sentence, though. I fully recognize and understand that there are communities out there that are going through a repositioning, and they may have or need to have higher availability because of that, and that's part of their overall strategy. But let's take those. That's a fairly small percentage of the market as a whole, and let's really focus on a stabilized community that is where it is, and it's going to be in the same position for, you know, the next few years, and it's not undergoing any other major renovations or things like that. And let's just talk about these, the core of our industry. So how does focusing on CX impact revenue? Well, increasing retention by even a small margin is going to boost your bottom line. So, for example, a 5% improvement in retention for a 10,000-unit portfolio saves them $2 million on their bottom line every year. That is a huge amount of money for them to be able to you know, gather, right? That makes a huge impact for a small portfolio like that. And I think that that's really something to be studied and leaned into as an industry. And then you have sort of the double whammy effect of premium pricing that you can apply through superior service. We know that properties that have high resident satisfaction scores can charge up to 5% more in rent compared to their competitors. Renters are willing to pay for convenience, for quality service, and for a sense of belonging in their communities. And a sense of belonging, by the way, doesn't just mean it's about resident events, but it's not about resident events either. It's really the holistic approach to how, again, you communicate with your residents, responsiveness, how you help them feel like home based upon the residents that you have and the demographic of your community. So again, what that looks like to students who are all, you know, in their who are all similarly demographics living at your community versus tech workers versus young families versus empty nesters. That looks different depending on what stage of life you're at, and you need to tailor those experiences to them. But I think that at the end of the day, it's worth spending the time to invest in looking at the revenue impact that just moving the needle a few percentage points can do for the bottom line.
Yeah, and when you're talking about the revenue impact, part of the customer experience also would be some of the amenities that you offer, and some of those amenities create that ancillary income. Talk a little bit about those.
Yeah, so funny enough, I think it was the last NMHC renter preferences survey. They said one of the things that came out of it was how pickleball courts are more popular than tennis courts now, which as a pickleball player, I took to them like, yeah, I would much rather have a pickleball court over a tennis court any day. But that fits me, right? So again, it's looking at what are the amenities that you have on site and how are they speaking to who we are as a society today and what's really interesting, right? So maybe it is taking out your tennis courts and replacing them with a pickleball court. Maybe storage is an amenity that you can and should be charging for. But I've also seen it work at other communities where storage is included, but there is a slight premium on the apartment, but everybody has storage that comes along with it. And again, like I said, sometimes the opposite is true. There are things that you're seeing now, like the companies like With Me, right, that are providing coffee services on site, but also printing as an amenity. Simple things like that, things like storage lockers and package delivery to the apartment. Some companies will turn them into ancillary revenue opportunities. Others include them, but there's a premium charged for it because they also don't want residents to have to think about every individual little item that's going into their rent. So not that it's a fee, but that it is a service we're going to take care of for you. But of course, all of those things do have an expense. So whether you're doing it as an ancillary revenue opportunity or whether you're doing it as a service that's being covered in your rent, you need to think about that and which is better at your community and your asset type, and which do your residents have a tolerance for. And some, they would prefer to have, you know, I pay one price and you handle everything for me. But at other communities where your residents might be a little more price sensitive, they might say, let me pick and choose those things that I'm willing to pay extra for. Don't make me take all of it. Let me pick and choose. I think that's just a more complex strategy, but I think it's really relevant to take a moment and dive into that for your properties.
We've got about 3.5 minutes left in the segment. I wanted to ask you, well, first of all, everybody knows that, you know, the multifamily industry goes in cycles, where we have up cycles and down cycles when it comes to the volatility of properties being bought and sold. And one of the questions that came to mind when you were talking about revenue impact, and you'd mentioned improved NOI, customer experience can improve the NOI. From an owner standpoint, do you believe that owners should be thinking that if I improve my customer experience and I improve my NOI, it's going to affect my property value if I went to market the property? Does that come to the mind of owners?
Yeah, that's absolutely true, and it's part of the message that I'm trying to bring out into multifamily to say, listen, it's not just because you're going to have more stability on site. It's not just that you're going to have lower turnover and you're going to have happier residents, you're going to have happier on-site team. All of that is true, but the thing for owners out there that they need to understand is you will, at the end of the day, make greater profits by investing in your CX strategy. And that, for me, is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, because by really thinking about that, by studying it, by creating systems that support it and measure it, you can impact your cash flow and you can impact your NOI. I mean, we've seen companies are spending millions of dollars on what happens when residents move out. Well, what if you can keep your residents and continue to increase your rental rates and continue to charge a premium because your residents are so insanely happy about living at your community? That's the ideal for everybody. You don't want the churn if you can avoid it, if you are able to bring in the cash flow that you want and keep your residents in place, everybody's better off. Now, again, that doesn't mean that I advocate for 100% occupancy. If you have 100% occupancy, you are leaving money on the table. You're not increasing rents at the rate that you should. But you should strive to keep retention rates as high as possible while having healthy rent increases that are supported within the market as well.
All right, well, we are going to break it here. We are going to be right back after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zentra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zentra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily properties access needs. To get started, visit Zentra.co, 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 or contact your Allegion representative.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
In the fast-paced world of multifamily management, staying connected matters. Need to grow your LinkedIn and boost your visibility? With DottiPost, you can do it smarter and faster. DottiPost lets you create stunning professional posts in just seconds. You can highlight your property, showcase your team, and engage your audience, all while growing your network. With easy-to-use templates and real-time insights, DottiPost helps you increase your followers and connect with potential clients effortlessly. Take your multifamily business to new heights. Use DottiPost to turn your LinkedIn into your most powerful tool. DottiPost. Post smarter. Grow faster. Go to DottiPost.com to sign up. Back, and you were listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of Beyond Marketing, the critical role of customer experience in multifamily success. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the fantastic Laurel Zacher, a marketing leader with over three decades of experience in driving growth, resident engagement, and innovation. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. eConserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Zentra, a seamless security solution designed to solve everyday problems of shared property access. Zentra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience. And PayScore, learn the truth about applicant incomes. So, Laurel, let's talk a little bit about what are the specific tools and strategies that property teams can use to implement a CX strategy.
Yeah. Well, since you mentioned it first, let's start with some of the modern tools that we're all using. You know, our on-site teams, first, I have to give them a shout-out. It's not easy what they're dealing with these days. They have dozens and dozens of systems that they work in every single day. I did a study, actually, at my last company, and with how many systems just my marketing team interacted with, between ones that we managed, ones that were our partners, our service provider partners' systems that we had to work in theirs, and we had 56 different systems, and the on-site teams have even more. So I want everyone to know that I recognize adding another tool is not necessarily, you know, as easily said as it is done, because they're already in so many tools today. But it's also exciting because we have things at our fingertips that can really help keep us connected with our residents and really improve that CX. So it's things that we're using now that didn't used to exist, like resident apps, right? Where right on their phone, residents are making rent payments, they're making maintenance requests, they're communicating with the office. But that's a nice start, but now that's really expected within the industry that you have a resident app. There's other things like other companies out there that will provide services like house cleaning and dog sitting and, you know, all of those sorts of other service amenities that are another app that they have on their phone. And those can get kind of complicated for our residents. But they want all of these things all at the same time. So I think it's really exciting that now we're also seeing companies rise up in the industry like Elevate and like Venn that are trying to take all of those experiences, all of those platforms, and really make it easy for the resident so that they have one app that they're interacting with, but all of the other resident apps that we use all plug in into the back. So the resident just says, I just have the one that I'm going through. But we can choose the best of all the platforms out there that fit our business needs. And then on the site side, they have one dashboard that works and plugs in with all the other systems that they use to manage residents and manage resident features for them. So I think that's a really exciting place where we're going in the industry. But then we also see things like chatbots and AI platforms. They're not just for the prospects anymore and just at the top of the leasing funnel. We're seeing that those items are now also carrying through into the resident life cycle as well. And I think that that's really interesting and a useful way to get a lot of this work off of the shoulders of our on-site teams. I did a presentation at OpTech with Mina Song from Elise AI, and she shared that by using AI in the resident experience, helping to handle maintenance requests and renewals, you see that sites were seeing a 40% increase in engagement with their residents. One of the things that I like to quote from her that she says is that AI plus human equals more human, and I think that's so true. We're also seeing other companies like HeyRenew that are helping to automate some of that renewal process as well, and that communication, again, to help relieve our site teams and really improve and the speed to market and the communication that's happening with our residents so that they can communicate with us in the way they want. If they want to handle their renewal through SMS text messaging, they can do that. If they want to come in the office because, you know, they really want to talk through the increase and have a conversation about that, they can do that too. But let's give them all the options to be able to communicate with us in the way they want. And then that sort of moves into a critical second step, though, about empowering our teams. We can have all these tools out there, but if we don't put the power in the hands of our teams to be able to solve issues, to have skills like empathy and active listening and proactive service delivery, we're still going to fall short because this is a human-based industry. It isn't a computer-based industry. People rent from people, and they don't just want a box with four walls. They want a home. So it all comes back to our teams at the end of the day. So all of these tools are great. I want to share a story that from a previous organization. They took it, I think, to the nth degree, and I love the program that they put together. There is a training program out there, and I can't remember who did it, but it was from the founder of Farrell's Ice Cream, and he has a philosophy called Give Them the Pickle, and I'm going to do a complete disservice to the crux of it, but he was training a new server at this ice cream parlor, and they also served, you know, hamburgers and all that sort of stuff. And this resident or this customer came in and wanted to get a pickle. And this new server is like, yeah, I'll get you a pickle. It's 5 cents. Well, the customer was like, but I always get a pickle, and you guys never charge me. And there was a battle that ensued over this 25 cents pickle charge. And the end of the day, the lesson was, listen, don't nickel and dime them. Give them the pickle. If it's the pickle is the thing that they keep coming back for, give them the pickle. Well, the company implemented the give them the pickle philosophy in everything they did with their residents, and I love it. And they also gave the site teams the power to be able to solve any issue on the spot up to a certain dollar amount. Any staff member, it didn't have to go through the property manager, it didn't have to go through six levels of approval through the regional. They have a budget every month, a dollar amount per unit that they can spend on the spot to solve service issues. I saw firsthand what an effect that had on improving resident satisfaction. And I think that that really is the key. Quick issue resolution is really the key to helping change the mindset. But it isn't only that, too. I mean, do you empower your teams to find ways to find moments of delight on site? We've heard the story of and examples of sites where they keep dog biscuits in the office if you're a pet-friendly community, right? So you can give treats. But what does that look like if you go into the office and the dog, the little doggy treat bowl is empty because they're out of petty cash and they haven't had a chance to go and buy more dog treats? I mean, it creates a terrible impression. So it's little things like that that you may not think about that make a big impact. They certainly make an impression when you go to the site.
We've got about 3 minutes left. I got to say, kudos for bringing up the Ferrell's reference. I haven't thought about Ferrell's ice cream in about three decades. So that was a great reference. But I do have one quick question before we end this segment, and we've got now about 2 minutes left, and that is I go to all the conferences. I was at OpTech, and, of course, AI, as you mentioned, was a big topic there. Also, centralization has also been a major topic in multifamily. Does centralization play a role in CX at all?
You know, I think it does, and there are conflicting views on it. So I'm not so naive as to say it's the end-all, be-all, and it solves all the problems. For some people, they're going to say, listen, if site teams can get between a combination of AI and centralization as well, so I'm going to talk about both of those for a quick second. If a prospect can get service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, get their questions answered through AI, and then if they have more complex questions or if their preference is to talk to somebody, if they can do that and know that their call is going to be answered every time, doesn't that do something to improve customer experience, to improve retention rates? Yes, it absolutely does. We see it over and over and over that it will improve your ability to turn a lead into a tour. I stand by that because I've seen it over and over again. We're also seeing that it's helping on the resident side. Now, these are the conversations that are happening today, is how far down the list of all of the activities do we centralize? We understand about leasing and call centers. Those have been around forever. But what about centralizing admin tasks? What about centralizing the renewal function? And again, partnering that with AI to help speed up some of that communication. And then other sites are centralizing things like accounting functions and reducing the amount of assistant managers that we're seeing on site. And now with companies like HappyCo, they're also centralizing things like maintenance programs as well. And from what the conversations I've had, I certainly can't speak. There's a lot of companies out there that are centralizing. It sounds like the easiest, again, purely anecdotal, but the easiest to centralize that I've heard of so far are some of those admin functions like the application process, renewal process, and then after that, probably maintenance functions. But that doesn't always work if you're not geographically centralized. And then after that are leasing functions. Those can be surprisingly more complex than you think. But we are moving that way as an industry because it does solve a lot of problems. that we see as operators. And now with AI coupled with centralization, I think it brings a lot of value both to our prospective renters and our current renters. So I'm in favor of both of them at the end of the day, but it does need to make sense based upon your geographic density in your markets.
All right. Well, we are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Elevate your apartment game with Multi-Housing News and their exclusive newsletters. MHN is the leading integrated resource for people and companies that own, invest in, develop, manage, and or market multifamily real estate. Join the thousands of real estate professionals who trust MHN in their daily, weekly, and bi-monthly newsletters to keep them informed and inspired with property management trends, news, podcasts, and more. Find out more information at multihousingnews.com/subscriptions.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we're back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of beyond marketing, the critical role of customer experience in multifamily success. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the awesome Laurel Zacher, a marketing leader with over 3 decades of experience driving growth, resident engagement, and innovation. I do want to thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Laurel, we want to jump into where do you see the future of the resident experience heading? What are some of the industry trends?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So, the first one I see is that I think as we're thinking about CX itself is changing. I think that you're seeing the rise of more specific CX-focused roles out there today, more than have ever existed before. Although it's really more common outside of our industry than in, but you do see it happening, like roles like at Mission Rock, right? Marcella Epsteiner has the Chief Experience Officer role there, so it says companies are really actually thinking about it and putting a priority on it, not just for their residents and their future residents, but also their team members as well. And then I'm seeing a shift from thinking about our relationship with residents is moving away from being transactional to being more relational. Residents want more than just a lease. They want a sense of community, and they want personalized experiences. And I think that this shift is requiring companies to reimagine their approach to service delivery at a very fundamental level. And then couple that with all of the technology that we have today. So between the adoption of AI and IoT, that's Internet of Things, like your smart home systems, and marketing automation, it's all accelerating. And I think that when you couple that with things like we talked about, the automated lease renewals or predictive maintenance systems, I think that that's sort of streamlining the process of it all. But it also makes it more complex, right? This stuff isn't necessarily easy, and we have to rethink how we do it in today's environment. And then the last trend that I'm seeing is more personalization at scale. I see that the companies that are leveraging data to create really tailored resident experiences and resident communication, I think that they're better positioned to meet the needs of the future renters while they're also maximizing asset performance today. We're coming off of, I believe, a record year in 2024 for new units being released. And that's fundamentally going to create unique challenges both in the markets where they've already been released, but also over the next year or 2 years, 5 years, because those units are not going away. And so we now have markets that are really seeing a change in vacancy rates, and they need to find ways to become more competitive. And I think CX is the way that's going to get them there.
So what are some of the action steps? We've got about 2 minutes left before I want to transition. What are some of the action steps that folks can take to get their CX program underway?
Yeah, I'll tell you a couple quick ones you can do. Fast one, push up your property like you're a renter at your property. Really start from scratch, go through the entire thing, and go shop your competitors. We talk about it all the time in leasing training, except it's really going to help you uncover where you're having service gaps and communication gaps. Go respond to your online reviews promptly within 24 hours and learn from them to protect your property's reputation, and then survey your residents. There are a lot of communities out there that don't do any resident surveys, and I think you're doing yourself a disservice. I think it's an investment in being able to determine where those service gaps are, but also you can use it to figure out where you need to invest your capital expenses, what's really irritating your residents. Those are some quick wins that I would say do immediately. But then there's some long-term strategy things. So like building out a digital customer journey map. I talk about that all the time because I think it's really important to be able to visualize every single touch point that you have with your residents. This is from the very first moment of contact all the way through move out, and how do they interact with us. It's going to help reveal the friction points that come with leasing at your community, living at your community, and renewing their rent. And then you can address those with clarity and connect operational changes to your financial outcomes. And then last, I would align your customer experience goals with your NOI objectives so that you're having proactive conversations about where do you need your retention rates to be, and how is an improvement of 2%, of 5% going to improve your bottom line, your cash flow, and what does it take and how much of an investment do you need to get there? I was talking to a friend of mine who's working on a lease up in Prescott, Arizona, and she was saying that their residents, they're coming up on their first renewals. Now, they invest heavily in resident touch points and interactions. They're doing 3 to 5 things a week for their resident. And she said that their retention rate is hovering around 85% on their first year renewals. That's incredible. That's only a 15% turnover. So rather than investing hundreds of thousands of dollars in those fees, those vacancy loss and you know turn fees, they're investing a fraction of it in keeping residents and making their living experience a delight. I think that's a great model to use for all of us in the industry. I think that the communities that thrive tomorrow are going to be the ones that are prioritizing experience today.
All right. Well, we will leave that topic here. I do want to transition and ask you to share with our listeners your journey into multifamily. We have about 3 minutes left. Also, what are you working on now? And if someone wants to reach out to you, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah. My journey started like a lot of people's in that I fell into it. I had just moved to Minneapolis from Southern California and was looking for a job, and a friend of mine worked at an apartment community and said, hey, we have somebody going out on maternity leave. Do you want to fill in for, you know, 3 months while she's out on leave and you're looking for a marketing job? Like, yeah, I can do that. That sounds great. I can say hi to people and answer phones and all of that. Although long-term, being on site was not the path for me. I ended up moving into the partner side of our industry and was in sales and marketing roles for the next 13 years, and I loved it. I got to work with hundreds of different properties and many, many dozens of management companies and learn how they did things. And then 16 years ago, I moved over to the client side of the business and have been leading marketing teams ever since, and I love that. And really helping to sort of navigate what is our strategy, how does it differentiate based upon, you know, the different unique needs based upon the market or the business goals. I've worked with owner-operators, I've worked with third-party, and they are very different in what they need and where they go. But I have to say, there's a reason I love this industry, and it's because of the people at the end of the day. So it's been phenomenal, and I've loved it all. But today, I've shifted, and now I'm working with private clients on marketing and CX strategy to impact the bottom line, really. And the best way to get a hold of me is through LinkedIn. I'm the only Laurel Zacher on LinkedIn, so if you see two of us, one of us isn't real. I'll tell you that. And that's the best way to reach me.
And that's Laurel Zacher is Z-A-C-H-E-R.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, fantastic. Well, I appreciate you being here. We definitely want to have you back again to discuss another topic when it comes to marketing and multifamily. You obviously are an expert on it, and I encourage anybody who's interested in learning more about it to get in touch with you, because you certainly have brought the receipts today in our discussion. But we are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.